Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I might have a visitor halfway through, but that's okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's have a go.
Okay.
Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, Christmas is looming a week away to the day. And I thought we'd catch up with the Mindful Doctor this morning. Dr. Gabrielle Staniforth is online. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Neil. Good morning, everybody. How is everybody?
Well, I can speak for myself, going quite well. Looking forward to a break soon, and I'm sure many of our listeners are. Look, it's been a tough year, hasn't it? It's been throwing all sorts of things at us. I know you've had your personal challenges with your family, with Nigel, and, yeah, you know, whatever. Everyone's been doing it so tough this year, and it just doesn't seem settled just yet.
Absolutely. It just seems like one of those years where we're all on a bit of a downhill, and I think, I guess, that's what life is. We can't expect to be up all the time. We have the ups and the downs, and we've just got to ride them. But hopefully, we can start to come up out of this year that's been so challenging for every single person in whatever way that it is for them.
Yeah, indeed. All right, look, some good advice here for our listeners moving into the silly season. Well, we're well and truly in it now, but it's important just to keep a check on your general health and don't let things slip. None. I mean, I don't like this attitude of, it's Christmas, I'll get back on the exercise regime in the new year or after partying and all that. I think you've just got to keep going with that. And you might have the odd night here and there, but it's not an excuse to throw the book out the door.
Absolutely. And I guess that's one of my biggest philosophies, is there are no excuses. And for the vast majority of the time, you have to keep plugging along with the principles of general good health, you know, diet, exercise, and good rest, good mental health. And yes, particularly in the silly season, I guess there's more opportunity to go out, have those parties, indulge in foods that you ordinarily wouldn't, have more alcohol than you ordinarily would. But I think just a gentle reminder, just to keep that steady, the consistent approach to your health is really important. Christmas is no excuse.
Yeah, indeed. And, everyone gets away for a holiday. Coast is a popular destination for many of us country people. And whether you're my complexion or indeed your complexion, Gabrielle, it's important to be sun smart.
Absolutely. That's a big thing I've plugged a lot this year after my melanoma diagnosis. It's not only about skin type, but it's about exposure to sun. So being sun smart over this summer break, flip, flop, flap, wrap, and I don't know, sit in the shade, isn't that the other one? Flip, flop, flap, wrap, and there's another one.
Yeah, there's another one.
Wear your sun cream, put your hat on, put your sunglasses on, and if there's shade, sit in it.
Yeah.
Just being mindful of that, no matter what your skin type is, and being skin aware, so getting to know what your skin looks like and seeing someone if there are any changes.
Yeah, absolutely right. And look, the quickest or the closest bit of coast from us here is four and a half hours away. So, again, just be mindful when you're on the road. Make sure you're rested and don't get in there with a bit of a hangover, not feeling great. If you're driving the next morning, stay off the grog that night, etc.
Yeah. I think that I'm reading an interesting book actually at the moment about sleep, and the questions raised about why we sort of always run ourselves on sleep deprivation in society these days. And really, it's a very simple concept. If you're tired, then sleep, and listen to your body a little bit more, especially at this time of year when you will be staying up a little bit later. Allow yourself to sleep in if you're tired. Have a little bit of a nap, and definitely, be very, very mindful on those roads. It's something that we really do have control of. Yeah. So don't drink the night before you drive. Make sure you're well rested and take those regular breaks.
And as I've been saying on this show for as long as I've been here, 13, 14 years, your most important cargo in your world is invariably in the car, your family, your kids, your spouse, they're all there. So, and if you're driving that vehicle, it's a big responsibility.
It's a very big responsibility. Yeah.
So just be mindful of that. And I guess the other thing while we're talking about mindful is mental health. Let's keep everyone a check on their mental health, because for those people that are alone on Christmas Day, it's quite a isolating feeling knowing that everybody else is out there gathering with family and friends and you're sitting there by yourself. I guess it intensifies that loneliness.
Yeah, and Christmas for so many is such a happy, festive, exciting time, an opportunity to spend moments with your loved ones. But for so many, it's actually such a sad time. Even if they are surrounded by loved ones, it's a moment to reflect on those that are lost and sadness that's been. And I think particularly in this year, we should all be very mindful about what everybody else is going through. Even if they've got a smile on their face, they might be experiencing some sadness. So I think just be kind. It doesn't cost anything. It's the best gift that you can give.
Yeah, it certainly is. I'm with the mindful doctor, Dr. Gabrielle Staniforth. To you and Nigel and the kids and your extended family, a sincere Merry Christmas to you all. Thank you for your time during 2020. And if you can fit us in, please, can we do it again next year?
Absolutely. I will definitely do it. Merry Christmas to you, Neil, and Merry Christmas to all of the listeners, all of the Central West. Be safe, and, yeah, we'll chat next year.